由麦克牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. How are you today?
亲爱的听众朋友，你今日好吗？
We are glad you tuned in today.
好高兴你能够收听这个节目。
I'm going to talk to you this time and next time about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在今日和下次的节目里面，我要和你讲主耶稣基督的复活。
In fact, those of you who are listening consistently remember that I told you several times ago about Palm Sunday and Good Friday and Easter Sunday like the three-legged stool of the Christian faith.
经常收听这个节目的朋友一定还记得，我曾经告诉你，棕榈节、受难节和复活节是基督教信仰的三大支柱，就好像一张三只脚的凳一样。
And today we come to the third leg of the stool.
今天我们要讲第三根的支柱了。
There can be no true Christianity without the physical resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果没有耶稣身体的复活，那就没有真正的基督教信仰了。
If there is one word that summarizes the Christian faith, it is the word resurrection.
如果我们只能够用一个词语来形容基督教的信仰，那这个词语就是复活了。
Every Christian congregation must be called the community of the resurrection.
每一个基督徒的群体都要成为复活的社群。
And the difference between a live, vibrant, worshipping congregation and a dead, lifeless church is the fact of the resurrection.
一群充满了活力和生命力的敬拜会众和一间死气沉沉僵化的教会，最明显的区别呢，就是在于对复活的认识了。
A congregation that stops at the other side of the cross is sad and sorry and without hope.
一群会众的信仰如果只是停留在十字架的那一边，那实在是很悲哀、很遗憾，是毫无盼望的。
But believers whose faith is anchored in the literal physical resurrection of Jesus is a celebrating, joyful, worshipping community.
但是如果基督徒的信仰是建基于耶稣肉身复活这个事实上，那就会成为喜乐的和欢庆的敬拜群体了。
For the resurrection of Jesus Christ is our only source of joy in a broken, dark, and uncertain world.
在这个黑暗、纷乱、支离破碎的世界里面，唯一能够带来喜乐的源头就是主耶稣基督的复活了。
The resurrection is the essence of the good news.
复活是福音的本质。
Therefore we rejoice that the Lord has risen.
所以我们为耶稣的复活而雀跃。
It is obviously true that the cross for us Christians must forever stand at the very heart of our salvation.
当然，十字架对基督徒来讲是救恩的中心来的。
Through the cross, God did for us what we could never do for ourselves.
神藉着十字架所成就的是我们自己永远不可能造成的。
Without the cross, there can be no salvation.
没有十字架就没有救恩。
But it is possible for anyone to gaze at the cross and miss the gospel that saves.
但是很可能有人单单注视着十字架，还是得不到使人得救的福音的。
It is possible for anyone to look at the cross and stay at the wrong side of Easter.
很可能有人单单注视着十字架，却是停留在复活之前而错失了得救的真理的。
The cross is our symbol.
十字架是我们信仰的标记。
Not the dead figure of the crucifix.
却不是那种仍然钉住耶稣身体的十字架。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the risen Christ who trampled upon it and broke it beneath his feet.
因为复活的主耶稣已经是践踏并且破除了将他钉在十字架上面的咒诅了。
And that is why Paul said, if Jesus was not raised from the dead, our faith is in vain.
所以保罗说，基督如果没有复活，我们的信就是徒然的。
The fact is that there would be no New Testament had it not been for the burning conviction of the disciples of the certainty of the bodily resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
事实上，如果不是当年那些门徒肯定耶稣基督是肉身具体的复活，使他们的信心坚定火热的话，今天我们就不会有新约圣经了。
The resurrection is not a mere appendix to the faith.
复活并不是信仰的附属品来的。
It is the overpowering, magnificent good news.
复活本身是具有无穷的大能，是辉煌的好消息。
Therefore we rejoice, for the Lord is risen.
所以我们欢庆主耶稣的复活。
There is no darkness that the power of the resurrection cannot eliminate.
复活可以铲除任何黑暗的势力。
There is no despair that the hope of the resurrection does not smite.
复活的盼望可以消灭世上所有的绝望。
There is no agony that the assurance of the resurrection does not relieve.
而复活的确据亦都可以解除世界上任何的痛苦。
There is no fear that the courage of the resurrection does not overwhelm.
没任何的恐惧是复活的勇气不能够覆盖的。
Through the resurrection, God has extracted from the lives of Christians the malignancy of evil.
透过复活，神将基督徒生命里面那些邪恶的毒素抽出来。
He extracted the potency of sin.
抽出潜伏的罪。
And the sting of death.
抽出死亡的毒钩。
And the challenge of uncertainty.
同埋抽出半信半疑的试探。
I've met many people who are often tired out, depressed, and feeling the strain of life.
我认识有些人时时觉得很疲倦、很沮丧，同埋生活里面有很多很紧张的压力。
People who feel inadequate for life and are worried about the future.
他们对生命有一种无力感，并且是忧虑他们的未来。
But Easter means that the living, radiant Christ is walking at your side.
但是复活节代表着容光焕发，充满活力的主耶稣基督就在你身边，和你一起并肩上路。
Comforting you.
他一路安慰你。
Assuring you.
一路去肯定你。
Helping you.
一路帮助你。
And touching you.
并且一路在这里触摸你。
There are other times I meet people who are afraid of death and what is on the other side of eternity.
有时我遇到一些人对死亡很恐惧，并且是很怕死后永恒的世界。
Easter means that the one who died on the cross has returned to tell us all about the glory down yonder.
复活节代表着死在十字架上面的那一位主耶稣基督从永恒的另一边回来告诉我们荣耀天家的情景。
For on Easter, Jesus broke out the seeming permanence of death.
耶稣在复活节那一日打破了死亡所带来的永诀。
And that breakthrough was a sign of what lies ahead for all who follow Jesus.
对于跟随耶稣的门徒来讲，这个是一个显示美好未来的一个征兆来的。
It is a sign of God's ability to break through every form of barrier.
显示神有能力破除一切的障碍。
Every hindrance.
一切的拦阻。
Every grave that stands in his way.
摧毁所有挡在他面前的坟墓。
Through the resurrection, Jesus is telling us the following.
透过复活， 耶稣对我们说，
I can break through any barrier in your life that hinders you from living a full life.
我能够除去所有阻碍你活出丰盛生命的障碍。
Just trust me with all your heart.
你只要全心全意信靠我就得了。
Let me tell you a story.
让我讲个故事给你听。
In the days of the Soviet atheism,
当苏联高举住无神论的年代，
there was a story being told about Brezhnev's funeral.
据说在巴拉基列夫的追悼会上面发生了一件事。
At that time, you remember there was a coldness and hollowness which involved the funeral procession.
你可能还记得在那个年代送殡的仪式是显得很冷漠和空洞的。
Because atheists have no comforting prayer.
因为无神论是并没有令人安慰的祈祷。
Or spiritual hymns.
亦都没有属灵的诗歌。
Or a mention of God.
更加不会提到神。
This was an officially an atheistic state.
这个是一个法定的无神论国家。
But one man who stood close to the casket says the following.
但是有一个站在棺材边的人这样讲。
He said that Mrs. Brezhnev came for her last goodbye and he saw her tracing the sign of the cross on her husband's chest.
他说当巴拉基列夫的夫人走上前的时候，他向他的丈夫的遗体告别。他看见夫人在巴拉基列夫的胸口上面做了一个画十字的手势。
This man said, I was stunned.
这个人说当时他很震惊。
In that simple act, God had broken through the core of the communist system.
就凭这个简单的动作，神就穿透了共产主义的核心了。
That should tell us that no system can wall God out just as no tomb can wall God in.
这件事告诉我们，神是不会被任何围墙阻挡在外面，亦都不会被任何的坟墓拘禁在里面的。
Evil had its day on Good Friday, but Sunday was coming.
受难节那天，邪恶的势力似乎得逞了，但是复活的星期日是跟着就来了。
For if the power that was strong enough to get Jesus out of the grave,
如果耶稣的大能足以冲破这个坟墓而出来的话，
mighty enough to shatter and confound the demonic forces,
如果他足以击败和粉碎魔鬼的势力的话，
creative enough to smite death with resurrection,
如果他创意十足地以复活去消灭死亡的话，
Then why are we not holding our heads high?
咁我哋点解唔能够昂首向前呢？
Why are we crushed under the burden of worry and fear?
点解我哋仲要被忧虑同埋恐惧压伤呢？
Why are you discouraged and frozen in your tracks?
点解你仲系垂头丧气、胆怯退缩嘅呢？
Why are you depressed and despondent?
点解你沮丧同埋觉得绝望嘅呢？
Rejoice, for the Lord is risen.
你应该是欢乐，因为主已经复活了。
Do you not realize that the very power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is working in you?
你知不知道使耶稣复活的大能正是运行在你身上呢？
That this power is available to you?
你知不知道这个大能是你可以得到的呢？
Well, let's take a moment and read Ephesians chapter 1 verses 17, 18 and 19.
让我们来读一读以弗所书第一章十七、十八、十九节咧，系以弗所书第一章十七至到十九节。我现在读俾大家听。求我们主耶稣基督的神、荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
On Good Friday, the Lord was wounded, bruised, burdened, and bound down with human sin.
在受难节那日，我们的主被人类的罪孽重重地压伤。
Cut off from the land of the living, with everything seemed to be lost.
佢被赶出活人之地，似乎丧失咗一切啦。
The world thought that the hopes and the dreams were dead and done with and defeated.
世人以为所有嘅梦想同埋希望都已经化为乌有啦。
But God, with one act of power,
但系神彰显咗大能。
By the sheer energy of grace of God, brought Jesus from the dead.
凭住神恩典嘅权能，让耶稣从死里面复活过嚟啦。
But now, forever, that same power is available to you and to me and all who put their trust in Jesus.
从今以后，这个大能将要赐俾你，赐俾我，同埋所有相信耶稣嘅人。
Too often we are gazing permanently downward.
我哋一向都系定睛向下望嘅。
We are obsessed with seemingly useless things.
我哋沉迷喺啲冇用嘅事物上边。
We often think we can rely on our own intellect and our weak efforts.
我哋总系依赖自己嘅聪明同埋微弱嘅力量。
We too often concentrate on what is humanly possible rather than what is possible for God.
我哋一心一意想要突破人类嘅极限，却系忽略咗无所不能嘅神。
We too often sit down and calculate our assets and our liabilities.
我哋忙住去计算自己嘅资产同埋债务。
And we conclude that our liabilities outweigh our assets.
当发现债务系大过资产嘅时候咧
，And there we sit.
于是就一筹莫展啦。
I want to make a confession to you.
我要向你坦白去讲。
If I had operated on the basis of my assets and liability, I would not be speaking to you today.
如果我睇住账簿去过日子嘅话，今日我就唔会喺度同你讲说话啦。
For my liabilities are always far more than my assets.
因为我嘅债务系远远超过我嘅资产嘅。
But I believe in the God who has the power to resurrect the dead.
但系我相信使人复活嘅神。
I believe in the God who can turn every liability into an asset.
我相信神能够使债务转变为资产。
I walk with a risen Christ who is not hampered by my problems and liabilities.
复活嘅主耶稣基督同我同行，佢唔会因为我嘅债务同埋困难而嫌弃我。
I realize that the risen Christ is standing there beside me with the gift of supernatural power. And I know it is yours for the asking.
我好清楚复活嘅基督系带住超自然嘅大能，就企喺我身边，而且只要你向佢祈求，佢亦都一定会同你同在嘅。
You don't believe what I'm telling you?
唔通你唔相信我所讲嘅说话咩
？Then explain to me how that little group of men in the upper room.
咁你又点样去解释当年聚集喺耶路撒冷嗰间楼房里边嗰一小群嘅人呢？
Ordinary, fallible, bungling, and blundering men were able to turn their world upside down.
呢班人好平凡，佢哋笨口拙舌，容易犯错，但系却系将当时嘅世界弄得天翻地覆。
None of them had an outstanding personality.
佢哋当中冇一个人系出类拔萃嘅。
It wasn't that they had an official backing or impressive credential.
冇一个系出自名门世家嘅。
They were not illustrious patriots，
亦都冇一个系爱国嘅英雄人物。
But all they had was the power of the resurrection。
佢哋所有嘅就系复活嘅大能。
And that's everything。
呢样已经好足够啦。
What about you？
咁你又系点样呢
？Do you say that can't apply to us today？
或者你会话？呢一番嘅道理已经唔适用于现今呢个世代啦。
Do you say this is for the great men and women of God of the old？
或者你会话这个只系属于嗰啲伟大嘅古圣先贤嘅。
Do you say well we have many problems today？
或者你会话今日我哋面对好多好多嘅困难。
Do you say that this kind of power is not for this generation？
你认为咁样嘅能力已经再唔适合呢一代嘅人啦
？Then let me ask you this。
咁就让我问你啊。
Has God changed？
神有冇改变到咧
？The writer to the epistle to the Hebrews of chapter 13 verse 20 says the following。
希伯来书嘅作者喺13:20-21嗰度咁样讲。
Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will.
嗰度话，但愿赐平安的神，就是那凭永约之血使群羊的大牧人，我主耶稣从死里复活的神，在各样善事上成全你们，叫你们遵行他的旨意。
Surely you don't think that this power which took Jesus out of the grave is going to be baffled by your little problem?
相信你不会认为那个将耶稣从坟墓里面带出来的大能会被我们小小的困难难倒吧。
Surely you don't imagine that the God who had done this magnificent resurrection will find our needs and anxiety too much to deal with?
你不会以为神成就了这么辉煌的复活，竟然会对我们的需要和挂虑束手无策吧。
Surely you don't think that the God who broke through the last darkness of the universe is going to confess himself impotent to provide your release from what is causing you pain?
你亦都唔会以为神驱逐咗宇宙里面最黑暗嘅势力之后，竟然会向导致我哋痛苦嘅来源而俯首称神啩。
Listen to what Hebrews epistle said again.
请再听希伯来书系点样讲嘅。
He who brought from the dead the Lord Jesus Christ, shall he not today, if you ask him, work in you?
他说，你若向那位从死里复活的耶稣基督祈求，他岂不乐意在你心中动工帮助你吗？
Oh, but there is one condition here.
但是这里是有一个条件的。
There is one catch.
有一个关键。
Before the power can work in you,
在神的大能进入你心里面运行之前，
Before that dynamic reality can lay hold of you,
在这个能力落实在你身上之前，
Before our spirits can know the baptism of power,
在我们接受圣灵大能的浇灌之前，
There is one thing you must do,
你一定要做一件事，
Self-surrender,
就是交出你自己，
Self-commitment,
就是自己去委身，
Self-giving,
就是献上你自己。
You cannot just add this power to your own power.
你不能够将复活的大能附加在自己的能力之上。
You cannot have this power in your life to be among other powers.
你不能够将复活的大能和其他的能力并列。
To receive this power, you must empty yourself of your own self-importance.
要获得复活的大能，你一定要先放弃自以为是。
You must empty yourself of scheming and manipulating.
你一定要放弃自己的计划和控制权。
You have to empty yourself of your self-centeredness.
你一定要放弃，不再以自我为中心。
Let me illustrate this with you.
让我举例说明啊。
In 1977, a man by the name of John Badil Bokassa,
在1977年，有一个人的名叫做巴达巴卡萨。
He was a former French paratrooper.
他曾经做过法国的散兵。
He proclaimed himself Emperor of Central African Republic.
他宣称自己是中非共和国的皇帝。
This new nation was founded in 1960 and had a population of 2 million people.
这个新的国家在1960年成立，有200万的人口。
It was listed among the 25 poorest nations in the world.
是全世界最穷困的25个国家之一。
The average income was $155 when Bokassa took power.
当巴卡萨夺得这个政权的时候，国民的平均年收入是$155。
Despite all of this, Emperor Bokassa held an inaugural gala that cost $30 million.
但是巴卡萨居然罔顾民生，花了3000万的美元去举办登基大典。
He had a 6-foot diamond encrusted scepter.
佢做咗一支六尺长、镶满咗宝石嘅手杖。
A 24-foot red velvet carpet.
24尺长嘅红丝绒地毡。
A 2-ton gold-plated throne.
2吨重嘅镀金宝座。
His 2,000 guests were served hundreds of pounds of caviar and 24,000 bottles of champagne.
他请了2,000位的贵宾，用了数百磅的鱼子酱和24,000樽的香槟去招待他的客人。
All flown by a chartered plane from France.
全部都是用包机直接从法国运来的。
Despite of the poverty of his people and the extravagance of his coronation, Bokassa said the following.
他完全不顾念人民的困苦，不单止在他的加冕典礼上面大肆铺张，奢侈浪费，白卡萨还大言不惭地说。
One cannot create a great history without sacrifice.
没有牺牲就不能够创造伟大的历史。
Now this is a true statement, but listen, who made the sacrifice?
这个说话虽然有道理，但是到底是哪个牺牲呢？
The emperor did not.
这个皇帝没有牺牲到。
The people did.
是人民牺牲了。
When he was ready to sacrifice for his people, Jesus did not squander the little they had. Instead, he gave himself as a sacrifice.
当耶稣为人牺牲的时候，他并没有花费人民一分一毫，而是完全献上自己。
His life was real.
他的生命是真实的。
His beating and his crucifixion were very real.
他所受的鞭打和十字架的酷刑都是真实的。
There was no road to Easter for Jesus except through Good Friday.
受难是耶稣走向复活的必经之路。
The same thing with us.
我们也都要是这样。
There can be no resurrection power until you are willing to sacrifice what is near and dear to you.
除非你甘愿去牺牲你最心爱的，否则的话，你就得不到复活的大能了。
We cannot experience God's energy and power in our lives while we still hold onto what God is saying for us to hand over.
如果你抓紧住神要你放弃的东西不放，那你的生命就没办法经历神的能力了。
And this is the condition.
这个就是一个必须的条件。
You cannot say, ask my brother, he should sacrifice, or ask my sister, she should sacrifice.
你不可能说，让我的弟兄、我的姊妹去牺牲了。
And somehow still want to be blessed.
而我仍然可以蒙福的。
I want you to ask yourself this question.
请你问下你自己啊。
With the supernatural force and power waiting to be used.
超自然的大能就在这里等着你去用。
And with the power of the resurrection of Christ available to you.
耶稣复活的大能是你可以得到的。
Why should your life ever be helpless and maimed and impoverished and defeated?
为什么你的人生竟然是充满了无助、伤痛、穷困和失败的呢？
Is that you are unwilling to travel the road that Jesus traveled?
是不是因为你不愿意跟随耶稣曾经走过的路呢？
Will you claim that resurrection power today?
朋友，你愿不愿意今日就得到复活的大能呢？
It is my prayer that you do.
我盼望你愿意。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你，我们下次节目时间再见。